you sign up for Bee's Bounty and then you sign up for that program, then on Fridays you get to come through the school and there's fresh vegetables out there for you to choose from.
Oh, I love that.
So let's say worst case scenario, your rates go up 9,000%. You go from paying $130 a month to $10,000 a month. You know what you're going to do? You're going to go find another insurance company.
Hey, I'm excited to bring you this edition of Sponsor Spotlight here on the VOD Radio Network. I'm Byron Tyler, and we value our advertisers, those ministries, businesses, nonprofits that want to get the word out about how they serve our Memphis and Mid-South community. No better place to do it than right here with VOD Radio Network in Memphis. And so it's our pleasure to occasionally highlight them. You know, you hear these 60-second, 30-second commercials, and you get a little bit of taste about what's being presented by the advertisers. But from time to time, we bring them into the studio on this Sponsor Spotlight show and kind of highlight, let them have a little more time to talk about what they do and why they do it. We want to welcome Dale Wells, who is the Director of Admissions at Fayette Academy. He's also the head football coach at Fayette Academy. Dale, welcome to Sponsor Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
One of the things I saw on the website, first off, that Fayette Academy, inspiring minds of learning and hearts for Christ. Fayette Academy focuses on the whole child, providing a nurturing environment for children to learn and grow. And that's really what parents want, right?
Yes, sir.
So how long have you been associated with Fayette Academy?
I've been associated with Fayette Academy officially since last May as a director of admissions head football coach. However, my children were there for 5 years. My wife's currently a first grade teacher, so I've been involved there for about 5 years.
So you're quite invested family-wise.
Yes, sir.
So your children, when did they start going to Fayette Academy?
My children started there. My middle son started there in eighth grade, and then my youngest son started there in seventh grade.
Were they in public education prior to that?
We were involved in the Bartlett school system for quite a while. My wife's an educator and has been one for her career, and we decided that Fayette Academy was a great choice for our family, and we decided to move out to Somerville, Tennessee and join the family at Fayette Academy.
Dale, what was that transition like for your family? Your kids were, I'm sure, already engaged at Bartlett, had friends, knew their teachers, and was it a tough transition?
Not at all. It was a great transition for us. We knew a few families at Fayette Academy. We'd heard great things about it, and quite honestly, we visited on a football game on a Friday night one night and came out and just fell in love with the environment, with the families and the faculty. And we made the decision to move our middle son out there at that time.
Had you had coaching experience prior to coming to Fayette Academy?
Yes, sir. I have coached previously through youth football and then was involved with Bartlett Middle School football for a few years and was over the booster clubs in Bartlett, which Bartlett's a great organization and afforded me a lot of experience by being there.
Fayette Academy first opened its doors back in 1965, the fall of 65. Would you mind sharing some of the history that led up to that start?
Sure. Some of the history of Fayette Academy started in 1965. It was a small group of families that decided that they wanted to form a Christian school in the heart of Fayette County. So it was formed in 1965 as a very small group.
Dale, I see that beliefs set forth in the Nicene Creed are foundational to Fayette Academy. Now, for those that are not familiar with this creed, why is it foundational to you at Fayette Academy?
It's our belief in one God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth and all things visible and invisible. It sets forth a lot of the principles we use for our students from pre-K all the way through 12th grade, and as well as with our faculty and staff. It's our belief that our mission is to make sure that we're serving everybody the best we can in Christianity.
I love that. Because it helps parents know in the front end. That's foundational. That's where you are.
Correct.
And that's so important to so many families today.
Yes.
And especially when you look at education in the public sense, where that's not the norm, that's not the rule, that's not the foundation. There's so many other philosophies and things that are totally against Scripture and the Bible that are not taught. So that's so important to so many families I know. When it comes to finding a place to educate your child, why do parents typically choose Fayette Academy for their students?
Well, a few things I think they choose, and for my family, it was one of those. Obviously, the Christian environment in the school is very important to a lot of our families, and having the availability to have Bible classes and chapel and all the things that we want as a family to make sure we incorporate in our children as they're growing up. I also believe that being that we're a very small school, we're in the smallest class when it comes to sports and so forth, but average class size for us is very small. So in elementary, you're looking at a 15-to-1 ratio for students to teacher ratios in high school, it's about the same. So I think the one-on-one that they're getting at the school and the quality of education is what is important to families.
Well, that is very important. That's a good word, too. Well, explain the balance, if you will, between the academic, spiritual growth, athletic, and artistic achievement that you focus on there at Fayette Academy.
Sure. One thing about being a small school is that we encourage our students to be involved in multiple activities. So obviously, if they're an athlete, you know, they're a student athlete first, but we want to make sure that our kids are able to do multiple activities, whether it be through our performing arts programs, our sports programs, our band. We have just so many things that children can be involved in. We want them to be well-rounded, so we encourage our students to be involved in multiple sports.
Well, I heard that Fayette Academy also offers athletic, academic, and STEM camps for students from elementary through middle school age. And it's offered during the summer, I believe. These camps are open to students and non-students.
Correct. We do have a full slate of activities this summer available for our kids and for anybody outside of our school to attend. So we have athletic camps, obviously, my football camp, baseball, basketball, volleyball, all those are available. They're great camps. We have a lot of fun with them. You know, they get to learn a lot about the sport, but they'd have a great time during the summer. We also have a STEM camp, which is great. They learn all kinds of things. We have a robotics club now that does a great job. They're learning to build robots in competition. And we have, I believe this year, we're having also an ACT camp, boot camp, to help kids get ready for the ACT as they get older in school.
I just heard on the news recently that ACT is coming back. More schools are going back to using that.
Absolutely. Schools are going back to that. And that's one thing we're focusing on at our school, is making sure that our kids are ready for college and they're prepared for that, the testing.
Now, you cannot leave the show today without talking about football. Now, from your experience, what makes a football player excellent?
I tell you, from my experience, what makes a football player excellent is number one, they're a great student. They have great character, and they're willing to just get out there and give it their all at any time. And in Fayette Academy, we have a great group of football players that I've been fortunate enough to be around since they were about in fifth grade. My youngest son will be a senior next year, and his group of friends has been awesome and just well-rounded, very good, coachable players that we have.
What elements about football make you excited and motivated most?
For me in football, obviously I love the game of football, but what I love more than that is being able to have an impact on the players that I've coached through the years and to be able to provide some, as a character coach for a lot of them. I want to be there to be able to guide them through their high school years. And I have players that I've coached for years that are no longer playing football, and some of them are playing in the NFL that I'm so excited that I had the opportunity to mold them a little bit.
You know, that's really the reward when you invest in young people. You know, even if somebody teaches a Sunday school class, which I have done in the past, and just over the years, when you do it consistently, I taught for about 20 years. And so now when I see students of mine that are pastoring churches or leading companies or corporations, you know, I mean, it's just exciting to see how God, you know, develops these lives.
Absolutely. Really, absolutely.
Okay, now what about Fayette Academy's Bees Bounty Garden? I mean, what's that all about?
Bees Bounty Garden is awesome. We have an ecology club that's put on by our high school, and they do a phenomenal job. They're on our campus, right beside our high school building. We have a ecology garden where they grow their own fruits and vegetables. The students work hard on it. We have chickens and ducks out there, and the students take care of them. But during the summer, they have opportunities for you to come and purchase the fruits vegetables that have been grown by our students.
Is there a certain day of the week or that happens?
I believe it's on Fridays. If you sign up for Bees Bounty and then you sign up for that program, then on Fridays you get to come through the school and there's fresh vegetables out there for you to choose from.
Oh, I love that. Now, there's something called Welcome Wednesdays that began this month of March, and it runs through the first Wednesday in May. Do you have to sign up for this? And tell me what this is all about.
Sure. Welcome Wednesdays for us is a great opportunity for anybody outside of our school to have the opportunity to come and visit our campus. They're set days on Wednesdays, and they're set by age group. So we had a few already that were pre-K through kindergarten. We've got some coming up that are first through fifth, and then middle school and high school. But it's a great opportunity for you to come, meet our staff, tour our school, and ask questions about anything that you have concerns about or about our educational plan or our philosophy. So those are great opportunities for you to come. You don't have to sign up. We do have a button on our website that you can go and register so we know you're coming. We'd love to know ahead of time, but if you just want to come on those days, then please come see us.
And if Wednesday doesn't work out, you can accommodate other days too.
Absolutely. One thing that I started as director of admission is obviously anytime I have a call from a parent or interested family, I am available anytime. So I would love to have you come visit our campus whenever it's convenient for you. It doesn't have to be on the Welcome Wednesdays. I'd be more than happy to give you a tour.
Now, parents, if you're looking to provide new educational opportunities for your child, why don't you discover more about Fayette Academy? You can go to the website, fayetteacademy.com. www.ccfs.org. You're located there in Somerville, right off 64.
Yes, sir. We're right off 64. As you come down past Oakland, we're kind of right in between Oakland and in the town of Somerville, right off 64. You can't miss us.
Now, do you find most of the students are Fayette County residents, or do you have some that live in Shelby County?
We have a kind of a mix. We have some, most of our kids are from Fayette County, but we have some that are Shelby County, Hardeman County. They're kind of from all around that they come to our school.
Now, do you see this blue oval maybe impact the school, maybe increase enrollment or help you guys to expand?
Absolutely. Blue oval is going to be a huge part of our school, and we're preparing for that with making sure that we've got accurate staff and everybody's there. So we're excited about the opportunity. Oakland itself and Fayette County has grown tremendously just in the 5 years since I've been there. And the growth is exciting to see, and we're excited to open our doors to new students.
Dale Wells, Director of Admissions at Fayette Academy on Sponsor Spotlight. Also the head football coach. You got your plans all worked out for next season?
Yes, sir. We're getting it all worked out. We've got our scrimmages ready, and we've actually got spring practice coming up at the end of this month. So we're excited to get going with our next season.
Dale, thanks so much for joining us here on Sponsor Spotlight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Before we continue with Sponsor Spotlight here on the Bot Radio Network, we're going to take just a short break, and I want to introduce you to Renee Hall. She is Community Relations Director. Renee, how are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. It is Holy Week.
It is Holy Week. I know as a pastor's wife, in addition to your responsibilities here at Bot Radio Network, this is a special time.
Very special. The whole season is very special.
Anything particular in the Hall home? It's a busy weekend, I know, for a pastor. But with family, is there something that you like to do traditionally with the kids and the family and have done over the years?
Well, we do practice Lent. So we do an extra devotional during that time. And just it's such a special time to get closer to God. Lots of journaling. Of course, we do a Good Friday service. We like to celebrate Monday Thursday, which today is Monday Thursday. Believe it or not, we do Silent Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday morning, he arose, and it's just a big celebration. One of the things that Hal's doing this year, he is actually going to be doing a Easter service after our service with one of our sponsors at Silver Creek Retirement Home.
Really? Oh, I love that.
I love that we can help people connect them to pastors, and in this particular case, it's my husband.
But. And that's one of the things, really, in your job in community relations, you get to do sometimes, right?
I do. I have the greatest job ever, that I do get to connect people with pastors, sometimes different speakers, and mostly get to be there and support people and what their efforts are, letting people know about Bot Radio or helping those who are already listeners to better utilize the mobile app, showing them how they can send videos or how they can go back and replay. So they missed last week's Mid-South Viewpoint. They can go back and listen again on the app.
So you work with nonprofits, churches, ministries, and really help them to get the word out. I know you host the Around Town little feature we hear.
Love that, getting to tell people about great events that are going on in the community. Maybe they may not know about it, especially free events, things for the children.
And really, if somebody wants to get the word out on Around Town, they should just, what, email you?
They should just email me, and that's at rhall@botradionetwork.com.
Fantastic. One of the things I know we like to do when we can is to co-sponsor an event with someone. You know, they want to get the word out. We want to tell people about Bot Radio. So how does that work?
Oh, I think having somebody come in and be a co-sponsor with this is the most effective way. Working with this, we can be there to support, offer support, but we can let all of our listeners know about their event.
Renee, thanks so much for stopping by as we continue Sponsor Spotlight on this next half with David Peel and Peel Law Firm. Well, as we continue here on Sponsor Spotlight, no stranger to our program is David Peel with Peel Law Firm. David, it's good to have you here on Sponsor Spotlight.
Great to see you, Byron.
You have been in the construction process with Peel Law Firm, building a new office. Your office still is located in Millington, but there's a brand new office in Arlington you've been working on. And like so many people involved with construction, it takes longer than you expected, and it costs more money than you expected.
Amen to both of those. But I'm very pleased with the progress and the folks that are helping me with it. So it's a brand new 110-year-old office. The house was built around 1914. It's on Arlington's Depot Square.
So why did you pick this area in Arlington? I mean, like I said, you've been in Millington for so long.
Right.
That's a little bit of a drive between Millington and Arlington.
Well, I live outside of Arlington, so I've always commuted to Millington as far as a home office goes. And so this is actually going to be closer to my house. But truthfully, My roots around Millington, Arlington, Rosemark go back more than 100 years. As a matter of fact, coming here today, I drive past the fields that my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my dad sharecropped.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is interesting to see the growth of the city. My wife's grandfather grew up in Cordova and recalls where Germantown Road was a gravel road. There was nothing but farmland, and he would walk from around the Cordova, at that time, the old high school area where they lived, to walk to see if he could see one car go down Germantown Road on a gravel road. And think about all the cars that go down Germantown Parkway today.
Yeah, my wife and I talk about it being, remembering it being two lanes.
Yeah, and he remembers it being just a gravel road.
Right. No, she grew up in Eads.
So. Yeah. You know, something too, David, I'm always excited to talk about is Love We're Finding Ministries.
Oh, yeah.
I have a small contribution that I do weekly on the Wednesday program with Kerry Vaughn, the CEO, and you are on the board of the ministry, and you've been doing that for how long now?
I don't even remember, probably a decade or something.
Well, Adrian Rogers' ministry, of course, profound truth is simply stated. I know his ministry has impacted both of our lives.
Oh, incredibly. I mean, you have to remember, after I got saved from being an atheist in college and then came back to Memphis, I joined Bellevue and got ordained under Dr. Rogers as a deacon. I served in some of his classes for him and stuff. And we're still able to put his message out to literally every country in the world. I remember very distinctly him saying one time during the Gulf War that if Saddam Hussein wanted to tune in and listen to today's sermon, he could.
And it's so awesome to see where God's word goes through the airwaves. I like to look at it as electronic seed spreader. Mm-hmm. God's word going out as the seed and being planted in the hearts of people, all these different countries and nations, which God commands us to make disciples in all nations. So I think it's a wonderful ministry.
Well, it's where we get the word broadcast. If you think about it, broadcasting is an agricultural term for throwing out seed, just for sowing seed.
Well, David, you serve as an injury attorney. Now, sometimes you're referred to as an ambulance chaser, but I don't think you do that.
No. Unfortunately, the profession has earned the moniker of ambulance chaser for people who do injury work. See it all the time because clients who call me have been being pursued on their phone within literally hours to days of their crash. And there's these clinics and different things that are set up, and they act like they're the Tennessee Department of Safety and that all this stuff is free, which is all a lie. Frankly, if you sign up with any of those people, you don't actually owe them a dime. They can't collect because it's illegal and it's unethical for lawyers to be involved in that sort of thing. So I can define myself more by what I don't do, right? I mean, obviously, doing only injury work, I don't get people out of debt, jail, or a marriage, so I'm no help to you in any of those categories. Beyond that, though, I'm also not going to be on a billboard. I'm not going to be on a bus wrap, and I'm certainly not going to have annoying TV commercials during the game.
We're very grateful that you're spending your advertising dollars here,
right,
and don't want that to stop, but it must be a lucrative way to communicate. There wouldn't be so many people doing it.
Oh, yeah. Any TV station will tell you that if it wasn't for car dealers, pharmaceutical companies, and injury lawyers, they wouldn't have any business. It's not about volume for me. I prefer to have a conversation with my clients that tends to sound more like, should I even do this? I never thought I'd be in this situation, because I understand where they're coming from. What I don't want them to do is to feel like the only option is to call a 42 firm chain on TV.
I think, too, it can be deceiving. Some of these ads you see, they seem very local and personal, but they're a conglomerate. They're marketed and they do law all across the country in cities from East Coast to West Coast.
Sure.
So when you deal with Peel Law Firm, you're getting a homegrown local law office.
That's exactly right. I mean, I do my own interviews. I don't even job that out. I personally meet with people at the hospital or at their home or at the office, depending on what's best for them. Generally, I can, a lot of times, answer a lot of the questions right away, and they understand what the situation really is.
You know, there are a lot of crazy drivers, and especially as you do Memphis rush hour, flying around 240-40 within the last couple of weeks. Thankfully, it wasn't a serious thing, but I got rear-ended coming off I-40-240 flyover. It turned out okay, but I'll tell you what, you really feel like you risk your life every time you're on that interstate. And so what if you're out there, there was injuries, and the person drove off and didn't hang around to see if I was okay or if a police was going to come and file a report?
Yeah, that's actually the more common thing that we're starting to see now is these folks who are slotting in and out of traffic. If they knock you into a wall or whatever, You know, the old joke is I just saved 15% of my car insurance. I didn't stop at the crash. That's kind of the joke, because a lot of times they don't have insurance or the car's stolen anyway, which means that they're uninsured. So that's the reason that you always hear me harping, and I know you've heard it for years, harping on carrying uninsured motorist and carrying a lot of it. Because if someone paint swaps with you, knocks you across the road or something, you actually have insured that person through your own policy. And so people say, wait, now that's suing my own insurance. Well, in a sense, but actually you were making a claim against that other driver, and you have a section of your insurance separate from the rest, and it insures them. So it's in all ways the same, and it doesn't hurt you. They can't raise your rates. I'll have people on social media say, well, they raised my rates after an accident. And I'll say, well, get your driving record, get your information from the insurance company, let them show your MVR and why they raised your rates. And it's every time, it's always an age-related thing. They put a new driver on. They had a speeding ticket they forgot about. They had a homeowner's claim. That can raise your rates. But a UM claim, in Tennessee, it's against the law. There's a specific statute. We've never had that happen. But let's just say it does, okay? Part of being an attorney is you think worst-case scenario and work backwards. So let's say worst-case scenario. Your rates go up 9,000%. You go from paying $130 a month to $10,000 a month. You know what you're going to do? You're going to go find another insurance company. And you know what? There's a bunch of them, and they're advertising. There's lizards and guys crashing through walls and all kinds of things, and they want your business, yep. And they'll price themselves into it. And secondly, I had too many times where I've sat down with somebody. They had a claim years ago. They're telling me about it, and they said, well, they never found them, so I couldn't do anything. And I'm like, you didn't have insurance at the time? I'm like, yeah, I had full coverage. And we just went curiosity and looked. It was way too late to do anything about it. That person had a $50,000 per person policy, $5,100. They had $60,000 in medical bills. They would have gotten $50,000, negotiated their medical bills down, and come out with tax-free money. But they didn't make a claim because they were worried their rates would go up. Well, they were canceled the next year anyway because insurance companies cancel people. That's part of what happens.
Wow.
So you never want to put your family and your health on the altar of hoping a corporate entity finds you favorably.
So when you talk about having increased uninsured motorists, how much are we talking about?
I wouldn't do less than $100,000 a person. I base that on two things. I base that on the idea that a life flight is $29,000 on average. Sometimes they're higher. And then a couple nights in the med. It's a regional one now, but it doesn't take long to get to $100,000. Secondly, in 1977, which you might remember is the year Elvis died, August 16th, and he's been dead longer than he was alive, which is interesting to think about. But at any rate, he died at age 42 in 77. That's the year that we came up with the $25,000 per person minimum.
That long ago?
To carry. Yes.
It now, hasn't changed since.
It hasn't ever changed.
Oh, my.
So I was 8 years old. When I was 8 years old, you could take $25,000 to the car dealership and buy three decent cars, insure them, fill them up with gas, and still go get a burger. Go try to do that right now. I'm thinking if you went and bought three Camrys or Corollas or something, or Accords, I'm thinking you're going to need over $100,000. So if we're just doing just dollars for dollars, it's over $100,000.
Yeah. If you secure the services of an attorney to handle an injury case, maybe one of these ambulance chasers calls me and convinces me, or sure, I go in and sign up with them. In the process of going to hearings or whatever, you say, you know, I'm not happy. I mean, mm-hmm. Is there anything they can do? What would you advise them to do?
Yeah, and it's not even just injury, but anytime you have an attorney, they served your will and pleasure. I always have advised people to not just flippantly fire an attorney. I always encourage them to go have a sit-down, in-person, old-fashioned meeting with them and go over the issues.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, that solves the problem. If it doesn't solve the problem, then it proves that you need to move on. But okay, you can fire anybody. Okay. You really can. Now, there's a potential that they have a right to be paid for what they've done, which is only fair, sure, called quantum merit. But nonetheless, you still have the freedom to do that. I don't encourage people to go fire their attorneys, but I do encourage them to have sit-down meetings with them if they feel like the communication's not there or they don't understand.
And you, I understand, never charge a fee unless you win a case. How do you do that?
Basically, that's exactly it. I don't even charge expenses unless I win. And so the idea is if we take a case and we investigate it and we pursue it, then at the end, then our fee is just one third, which is pretty standard in the industry, although some people have gone up to 40 and 45%. And only then do we get our expenses back. If we can't collect on the case, if we don't win the case, if something's changed, then we just take our lumps and move on with it. But my clients never get a bill.
Peel Law Firm is with us today, friends. David Peel himself. Dave, this has been great. First of all, thank you for being a faithful advertiser here on Bot Radio Network.
There's no problem, Crash, and I'm happy to do it.
Yeah, that's right. We got to give kudos to Crash the Law Dog, who is patiently laying down while we do our interview.
I promised him lunch.
We want to go to the Crash Camp, too, all right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
So we'll do that throughout the interview here so folks can see him. God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Please, if you are in a situation where you have questions or you aren't sure should you obtain the services of a lawyer, go to peellawfirm.com and call David. He would be more than happy to speak with you. Well, we're going to have to say goodbye on this sponsor spotlight. We appreciate so much you stopping by. Don't forget to go to our website at botradionetwork.com and look for all of the list of advertisers that are waiting to help serve you. We're going to say goodbye. I'm Byron Tyler here on the Bot Radio Network, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.